Mike Sullivan is the New York Giants offensive coordinator. Greg Gadson is a retired United States Army colonel who lost his legs in the war in Iraq. The two have been close friends since their playing days on the football team at the United States Military Academy at West Point.
The tight end was my side, the outside release.
I mean, I was a role player, I was a special teams guy, yet he was always finding a way to motivate me, motivate scout teams, motivate the other starters, and help the team win.
And he is dropped. Oh, what a terrific play by Greg Gadson.
We hadn't stayed in great contact. We had seen each other at golf outings and reunions at West Point.
Mike Sullivan.
And it was early 2007. I'm coaching receivers for the Giants. And out of the blue, I get a phone call. It's Greg Gadson. He said, I'm on my way to go command a battalion in Iraq. And I just want you to know, though, I'm very proud of all that you've accomplished as a coach. And it caught me off guard. I'm thinking, holy shit. This is nothing. You're going out, you know, protecting our way of life. You're the one that's doing something that's important. You're the one that inspires me.
Hey, I appreciate you guys are outstanding. I mean,
we appreciate what you guys are doing. You guys are outstanding.
And little did I know, you know, 4 months later, you know, I would be wounded, you know, and he would ultimately come and visit me at Walter Reed.
He had looked as though he'd suffered a great deal. I mean, he'd been through a horrific experience, and it was very saddening to see him. But then he gives me the biggest hug, and I give him a hug, and he had such a great spirit that it was a horrible event. It happened, but he was going to push on. Upon coming back to New York, things started off pretty rough for us. You know, we lost our first two games, and we were getting ready to go down to Washington. I shared the information about Greg with Coach Coughlin, and he felt it would help the team to meet Colonel Greg Gadson.
Early in the week, Mike Sullivan comes to me, my receiver coach, and he says, Coach, I've got a good friend that I played at Army with. His name is Lieutenant Colonel Greg Gadson, who was wounded in Iraq and lost both of his legs. You know, after visiting with Greg, I said, Greg, would you mind coming over and speaking to our team?
And I remember my wife asking me, you know, what was I going to say? And I was like, I don't know. I was starting to get pretty nervous.
Then Colonel Gadson came and talked to the team about how he got injured and how he's laying there on the side of the road. And he just talked about how he had no doubt he was going to get through, that his guys were going to come for him and help him make it through there.
Everyone was like this. And they hung on every word. And he shared the story about how his life was saved.
When I was laying down, those guys were freaking doing all the things that I never believed that I would not live. And that's what belief will do for you.
This is a guy with no legs, in a wheelchair, and you're thinking to yourself, how can I say that I'm hurt or injured or tired or anything like that? How could I not have any fight in me?
Fourth and goal at the one. Calling signals. Takes the snap. Hand off left for Betts, and he's tripped up and stopped short. They're going to win the ball game.
1, 2, 3.
Greg's moving to Jersey.
New York would go on to win 6 consecutive games and sweep through the playoffs. And Gadson was along for the entire journey.
Thanks for being here, bro.
On the eve of Super Bowl 42, the Giants would once again look to him for inspiration.
I was going to battle. There's not one of you here I would not take it. I swear to God.
I would take every single one of them with me because they'd become that close. They had bonded so much as a team. I saw that before my eyes.
Belief is that powerful.
Memory.
know, can you imagine what he's been through and what he sacrificed for us? And yet the attitude that he has about life, I knew from the first minute that I met him that he's a very, very special man.
This is something else, man. I just...
He's at Tiffany's there in Manhattan. It was the same time that the players and the coaches got their rings, he got his ring, and he wanted to walk up and get it. My mind flashed from when I first saw him in that bed in a lot of physical pain to getting a Super Bowl ring in around a year's time. It warmed my heart.
It's a nice reminder. It's a beautiful ring. I don't want to give it back,
Here we go.
Really, they gave me a sense of belonging.
Fun practice today.
That I had lost after I was wounded. As small as it was, I had a role.
Stay upbeat. This is the fight.
And it was really powerful. It gave me the ability to find what was going to be next for me. That I could continue to serve. That I still could make a contribution.